You're listening to SBS News.
Atticus Call will graduate university this year with an arts degree, and he has around $20,000 owing for his education.
When you're entering uni, I think you're 18, you're just excited to go to uni. You don't have that thought of how much you're going to owe eventually, but then, you know, over the time you spend at uni, you grow up and you start to realise, oh my God, I'm actually going to have to pay this off at some point.
He wants to be a teacher, so will also need to study a master's in education. This course will cost $60,000 over 2 years.
Making that decision when you're 17, 18 to go into a really expensive degree and then having to pay it off, even though you are earning a certain amount, it's still very intimidating. Beginning in the job market and in that entry-level position and having to pay off that amount, it's still incredibly daunting, especially with the cost of living crisis at the moment.
Students pay their degrees through a low-interest loan from the federal government known as HECS Help Loans. Interest is fixed to inflation, and students start paying when they earn $48,000 a year. Data from the Australian Taxation Office shows almost 3 million people have a HECS Help debt, totalling more than $68 billion. In 2021, the average amount of debt was $23,685 per person. That amount increased last month by $923 under the new indexation rate, which sits at 3.9%, a 10-year high. Sophie Nguyen is the president of the University of Melbourne Students' Union.
We recently opened up a food relief program in collaboration with the university, and there are literally lines upon lines, hours of waiting to just get free food, like fresh produce. And I think that speaks volumes about, you know, the type of student poverty that exists on campus and across the country at different universities. Like, students are doing it tough, and it's been a trend for a while, and I don't think COVID has obviously made that any better.
Student unions are calling for free education. Analysis done by the OECD shows the average yearly university fees are highest in the UK at around $12,000 per year, followed by the US, Chile, Ireland, Japan and Canada. Australia comes in next, with an average yearly cost of around $5,000. On the other end of the scale, fees in France, Belgium and Germany average less than $250 a year, while Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden and Turkey all offer free education to residents.
But I believe my plan is responsible and fair. It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families. It helps both current and future borrowers.
US President Joe Biden this week announced people earning less than $125,000 a year would have $10,000 wiped from their student loan. It's a plan that will cost the government $24 billion per year. One of the architects of Australia's HECS Help system, Professor Bruce Chapman, says a similar plan isn't needed here.
In the US, the student loans are such that they have to pay it back no matter what their circumstances are. So if they're unemployed or they just graduated, they're looking for a job or they've got part-time work, they've got to pay back their loan no matter what. And that means when labour markets are a bit chaotic, as they have been with the pandemic, there's a lot of graduates who are unable to pay their debt.
He says removing student debt in Australia could lead to higher taxes.
Because they've got the HECS revenue coming in, and that's $4 or $5 billion a year. Ask yourself this: as a government, would you like to take away $4 or $5 billion a year out of the budget? What would that mean? Well, it'll mean higher taxes, or most likely it'll mean that the lack of full funding of the programs that we currently have.
The federal government says the cost and affordability of university degrees will be raised at a new Australian Universities Accord. A planned partnership between government, universities and business is promised by the Labor government. Sean Wales, SBS News.